This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A federal judge has restored endangered species protections for gray wolves. CPR's Sam Brash reports that shakes up Colorado's work to bring back the species.
Mike Phillips is a wolf expert who supported the 2020 reintroduction ballot initiative. He says the court decision means Colorado can no longer manage wolves on its own.
Colorado is now firmly connected to the federal hip.
The legal shift comes after wolves migrated into Colorado without human help. The state's led efforts to manage those animals. Earlier this week, it attached a tracking collar to a female wolf pup in Jackson County. That now could be seen as a violation of federal law. The state will also need federal permission to follow the ballot initiative and reintroduce the predators by 2024. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson says the agency has asked the federal government for guidance. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado is a step closer to building a large team of wildfire investigators. A bill introduced in the state Senate passed out of committee by unanimous vote. Bill sponsor Senator Carrie Donovan says it was in response to a CPR News investigation. CPR found that many wildfires had no known cause and that local authorities have limited resources to investigate.
The efforts of locals are admirable and committed, but oftentimes they just don't have the background that it takes to investigate a wildland fire, nor perhaps the resources of time, money, or equipment.
The bill would cost the state $3 million annually for regional teams of wildfire investigators and now moves on to the Appropriations Committee. And the University of Colorado Boulder will welcome NBC News correspondent Tom Costello for its first in-person commencement speech in 2 years. Graduation ceremonies have been scaled back during the pandemic. Costello grew up in Centennial and graduated from CU with a bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism in 1987. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.